This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is hearing strong pushback from Capitol Hill after his sudden decision to pull back troops in northern U.S. troops in northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's being called catastrophic, misguided, terribly unwise, a betrayal, and a disaster. That's just from Republicans, top Trump ally Lindsey Graham among them.
This impulsive decision by the president has undone all the gains we've made, thrown the region into further chaos.
Graham telling Fox and Friends he'll urge the president to reconsider. Turkey expert Bulent Alireza notes Graham helped convince the president last year to reverse his decision to pull out of Syria entirely.
So if he takes the lead on Capitol Hill in organizing opposition to this, I can quite easily see a situation in which the president might reverse himself again.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Speaking to reporters Monday, Trump said he can see both sides of the issue, but sees the move as the fulfillment of a campaign promise.
Many people agree with it very strongly, and I understand both sides of it. I fully understand both sides of it. But I campaigned on the fact that I was going to bring our soldiers home.
A bomb blast in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least 10 people, including a child Monday. An Afghan official says the attack targeted a minibus carrying new army recruits. The official says the attack in Jalalabad city wounded 27 other people. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan will begin an official visit Tuesday to China, where he will meet with President Xi Jinping to discuss bilateral ties. They're also expected to address the security situation in the disputed Kashmir region. Khan's office said Monday his two-day visit will be instrumental in further cementing Pakistan's economic investment and strategic ties between the countries. This is VOA News. There's another